If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 7. You know, when you get the mother of the church to say, you get her to get excited before you even start preaching, it's all good. Amen. That old enemy, he can lay it down. I'll be like that African guy. I'll throw out some fake sign language. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I just start. This is going to happen today. Romans chapter 7. We're going to start at verse 14. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. This passage of scripture to me is very confusing in the King James Version. So I want to share the New Living Translation version of this particular scripture. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say wait a minute. All right. Romans chapter 7, verse 14 in the New Living Translation Bible says, so the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it. Quit blaming yourself. And I know that nothing good lives in me. You ain't no good. That is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I'm in somebody's living room. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. The King James Version said, oh, wretched man that I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Hallelujah. Verse 25. You can put a big old star by verse 25. Thank God. The answer is Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of the sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. If you would, amen, bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this opportunity to gather together, amen, to encourage one another, to lift one another up, Lord God, to fight this battle together as a mighty army. Father God, we ask you for preaching grace this morning. Lord God, we pray that every word would be spoken would be beneficial to someone's life. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for all the many sins that we've all committed, those that we knew of, and Father God, even those that we do not. Lord, I ask you right now to dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, that I may say something that will help somebody today. Lord God, that would help somebody next week, Lord, next month, and even next year. Lord God, you are the potter and we are the clay. So mend us and mold us and even break us, Lord God, if you have to make us what you want us to be. Lord God, most of all, we thank you for your son that you sent down here to die on Calvary's cross to shed his blood for the remission of all of our sins, past, present, and future. We thank you, God, today for what you've already done. Lord God, we give you honor. We give you glory for who you are. Thank you for this day. Thank you for each and every individual in this place. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about today, my brothers and sisters, the inward battle. Amen. The inward battle. My brothers and sisters, amen, if we were to be honest and we were to be real with ourselves and be real with our neighbor, amen, we tell our neighbor that we have a problem. Orange Chapel, we have a problem. Arthur City, we have a problem. Brothers and sisters, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. We have a battle that's going on within each and every one of us. Amen. There's a battle that's going on between the flesh and the spirit. Amen. And many times I've done the demonstration about the flesh and the fact that the man that grows is the man that you feed. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, sadly to say this morning that most of the time, most of us feed the flesh a lot more than we feed the spiritual. Amen. Amen. We feed the flesh a lot more than we feed our spiritual. But I'm believing in 2014. Amen. As I preached before, it's time to go on a self diet. Amen. It's time to go on a flesh diet and it's time to kill some flesh. It's time to leave some things behind. Amen. And move forward in a more spiritual life. Are y'all going to pray with me? But there is a struggle that goes on within each and every one of us. There's a battle to do good and a battle to do what we're used to doing. Even a battle sometimes to do evil. Many of us in here this morning, amen, we've been trying to stop gossiping. We've been trying to stop lying. We've been trying to stop cheating. We've been trying to stop beefing with our brothers and sisters. We've been trying to stop talking smart. We've been trying to stop skipping class. We've been trying to stop speeding. But we find ourselves doing those things that we really want to stop doing. We want to stop lying, but we're lying anyway. Be careful with lying, because the Bible says all lies will have their part and alert the burning brimstone and fire. So that those are the only people that I see that's going to have a special room in hell. Be careful lying. I'm trying to stop lusting, but every time something walk by me, I catch myself peeking. I'm trying to leave thugs alone, but every time I see them new Jordans in that car with them 26s on it, I just get weak at the knees. I'm trying to stop being I don't want to be a player no more. But income tax time is coming and she got 4 or 5 kids and she get a big check. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to do right, but there's this battle. Amen. I find myself crying on the way to church. I ain't even there yet. And I got my gospel music on. And I'm crying before I get there because I'm sorry for what I did on Saturday. I'm trying to do better. Paul. Look at the writings of Paul, my brothers and sisters. Paul had begun at the beginning of Romans, and he's writing all of this great word, and he's giving us all of this encouragement and telling us all these things that we should do. And I'm excited about what Paul is saying. And I'm looking at Paul, and I'm saying, yes, Paul, we can do this. We can make it. Paul, I'm just going to follow you. And then he said, Romans chapter 7, verse 14. He begins by saying, the trouble is not with me. For I'm all too human, a slave to Paul. How can you be a slave to sin? Paul, you wrote 14 books in my Bible. How can you be struggling? Well, if Paul is struggling, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand that some of us are going to struggle too. Amen? Amen. But there's a struggle, and so many people give up in the struggle. Some people give up the fight too quick. There's an inward battle going on within everybody. There's some things you've done that don't nobody know about but you and the Lord. And you're not happy about it. You know what I like about me is when I mess up, I don't feel good about it. There was a time in my life when I do stuff and I didn't have no conscience. Now if you're doing stuff and you just, whatever, I'm just being me. I'm going to keep it real. And you keep it real right on the hell if you keep on keeping it real. Amen. You know, keep it real, and you're going to keep it real on it. Somebody else going to stumble because, you know, they following you. Paul said, listen. Trouble is not with the law, for the law is spiritual and it's good. There's no problem with the law, my brothers and sisters. There's no problem with the commandments. No problem whatsoever, because it is spiritual. Amen? The law shows us where we go wrong. Can you imagine a world with no law? I'd be scared to be in here with some of y'all. Take all my stuff. Amen? He said, but the trouble is with me, for I am too human, a slave to sin. He said, I don't really understand myself. Orange Chapel, I don't understand myself. Sometimes, I don't understand me. And God has blessed me with all of these many blessings. He blessed me with a beautiful family. Blessed me with a beautiful church. He blessed me with a great job. Sometimes I fall short. Oops, I'm sorry. If you thought you had a perfect pastor, then you need to go ahead and leave right now. Because I'm not perfect. Amen? But the thing about it is, when I mess up, when I mess up, my brother says, it hurts me. I think about it. Man, I shouldn't have said that. Man, I shouldn't have done that. Man, I got to do better next time. And if you are in that neighborhood, guess what? You all right. Amen? Went on to say, he said, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree with the law, that the law is good. So verse 17 says, so I am not the one doing wrong. It is a sin living in me that does it. Everybody in here has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let me show you the trick that the enemy has played on us. We've all sinned and fallen short, all of us. But what we do is, the battle within. See, Satan has programmed us and taught us how to justify what we do. Because what we do is we compare our sin to each other's sin. Okay. I just lie a little bit. But Brother McGuire's an alcoholic. I just cheat a little bit. But Deacon Smith hitting licks. He robbing folks. Are y'all with me? I just smoke a little weed, but he smoke crack. Y'all with me? I just look, but man, he over there. Y'all with me this morning? I just go to the casino, but they go to Vegas. Same thing. Let me tell you something about sin, my brothers and sisters, the battle within. Let me tell you something about sin. Y'all quit talking about each other, because the person that we should pattern our lives after is Jesus Christ. Amen. Keep comparing yourself to Roberta. It ain't nothing. Y'all know Roberta. Roberta gonna tell you what she think, and don't care what you think. Amen. You watch, and then she put some word on you too. She tell you what Roberta think and what the word say. She bipolar too, like the rest of us. Y'all with me? Let me tell you something about sin, my brothers and sisters. See, Paul knew very well how damaging, and he knew how dangerous sin really was. But he's like, man, it's something that I deal with too. But see, well, we deal with sin like this: misdemeanors and felonies. That's how we look at sin. As misdemeanors and felonies, y'all. Now I'm a probation officer. We're in my neck of the woods right here. See, you know, if you commit, hey man, it ain't nothing but a class C. I'm just gonna get a ticket, do a little community service. It's all good. You know, disorderly conduct. See, this is what if the police show up and you and your wife into it? You know, instead of them arresting you for domestic violence because you done busted upside the head, and they arrest you for disorderly conduct. See, you got a class C instead of a class B. A class B misdemeanor, that means you can do some jail time. You can do probation on that one. Or a felony. So we look at sin like misdemeanors and felonies. But my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that all sin is capital. All sin is capital. Every last one of them is a capital offense. So what we try to do is categorize. It's a battle going on within us, my brothers and sisters. Are y'all with me? Paul said, listen, man, I'm trying to do the right thing, but evil is always right here. Don't y'all feel like that? Walmart. Trying to find a part. Whooping her, and you come out and somebody cussing you out and you didn't even know that. Well, you cut me off. I didn't know. You got your Orange Chopper t-shirt on. They cussing you out. You got that flesh thing going on, and that now the question is, what's bigger, your spirit or your flesh at that point? Somebody start charging you up over a parking spot. Somebody's going to show out in here with an Orange Chopper shirt on, right? There's a battle going on within us. Some of y'all might have fallen short on that one here recently. Amen? Goes on to say, Paul said, and I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. There's a part of us that's no good, y'all. We might as well come to grips with that. There's a battle that's going on within all of us. See, y'all sitting there like y'all ain't never done anything wrong. See, this is what's crazy about this morning. I'm looking at y'all, y'all like, I don't know what you ain't talking to me. Or maybe you know I'm talking to you. And you just sitting there just like, ooh, wee. I thought this was going to be the way you was hollering and stuff a while ago. We were just going to shout and get on out of here. But there's no need for us to go into 2014, amen, in the same shape that we're going to leave 2013. Oh, disgusted and depressed and somebody didn't come to church this morning because they messed up. If you messed up, this is where you ought to be. My brothers and sisters, this is the hospital. You know what? If you having trouble with anybody having trouble seeing, I'll raise my hand for anybody have trouble seeing. Amen. Having trouble seeing. Well, this is the hospital. This is the place for that. This rehab for sin. Come on to the rehab. You know, if you got heart problems, you don't go to the foot doctor. Man, if you got sin, if you're dealing with sin, bring it to the house and we'll try to help you with that. Amen. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says that the sin entered the world by one man, Adam. But guess what? Man, the redemption of sin is through one man, Jesus Christ. And that's the one thing that we have to remember, my brothers and sisters. There's a battle that's going on within each and every one of us. Don't give up on the fight. Don't allow Satan to have you sitting at home. Don't have Satan for you to turn your back on God. Because that's what he wants to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he don't want to kill you physically. Satan ain't trying to kill me and put me in the grave. He is not. We've been walking around here scared. The devil will kill you for what if you're saved? He ain't trying to kill you. He wants to torment you. He wants to leave you here and make you look like a fool. He wants other people to look at you and say, I don't want to be a Christian if they're a Christian. What do you mean Eric is a Christian and all that stuff Eric be doing? All that stuff that Sean is doing? He got a battle within himself. But guess what? It's good to be here on Sunday morning. Amen? It's good to be working on the spiritual side of this thing, my brothers and sisters. And the thing is, we got to work on this because somebody's watching each and every one of us. Somebody wants to be like you. I don't care who you are. Amen? My granddaddy is dead and gone. Went to the sixth grade, and I want to be just like him. My grandfather was a good man. He was a superintendent of the Sunday school. Amen. You could hear this. He wouldn't say amen, but he was saying, while church was going on. That was my granddad. I remember that. He brought us up the right way. He brought us up in church. Amen. He used to say this after the Sunday school lesson was taught by Brother Fred. He would say, oh, we thank Brother Fred for catechizing a lesson right on down. Like, catechize? What is that? We used to laugh every Sunday. And you know, I looked it up. Catechize means to explain in detail. Granddaddy had a sixth grade education, but he had a big word, catechize. Satan ain't trying to kill you physically. He don't want you to pull out here on 271 and get hit. Todd was on that motorcycle up here the other day. Todd just saved. He left here going by 200. By the time he hit the hill, I guarantee you going by 200. Wah, wah, wah. He don't want to kill Todd physically, but he want to kill his witness. Because he know Todd just saved, and if Todd die, he going to be with Jesus. To be out in front of the bodies, to be present with the Lord. So guess what? For us, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that somebody's watching us. That battle within, we got to win that battle. Amen. And even, it's in your mind. My brothers and sisters, this whole thing, this whole battle is about the renewing of our mind and the way we think about life and the way we think about our place here on earth. Are y'all with me? Those things that we used to do, behold, old things are passed away. All things, my brothers and sisters, when we become born again, then everything is new. Things I used to do, I don't do them no more as often. Amen? And you know what? Every time there is a spiritual victory in your life, give yourself credit for that. Because the battle is within you. But we gotta try our best to do our best. Because Satan is, man, he's playing. He's beating the church up bad. That's why most churches are empty, because people done gave up on it. Because we stand up here hollering, telling everybody in the church they're going to hell. Shame on me if everybody in here is going to hell. Because God has given me a platform. God has given me a microphone and a musician and a choir and ushers and all of these people. This thing that we do, nobody in this room should go to hell. But if you at the church and everybody telling you you're going to hell, why even go? I want to encourage somebody today that this battle that you're dealing with, Paul, who God trusted to write 14 books in your Bible, Paul, who was a killer. Anybody, we got any killers in the house? Most of your Bible was written by killers. Moses, David, Paul, killers. I knew this was going to be like this. Y'all don't believe it? Most of the Bible is written by killers. How many of y'all would go, folks won't even come to hear me. I ain't kill nobody. Going off stuff they think they heard. Well, they, you know, they say. Who is they? I always be interested in who they are. Y'all know they? What they said. They told me, well, who's they? I really want to meet they. They say the company gonna close. Who is they? They. Man, they be hating on you. Who's they? And why are they so comfortable talking about me around you? I put the Bible on them. I'm going to play that at the church today. They. But how many of y'all will go listen to Paul? Paul was a persecutor. He killed Christians. Now some of y'all say, I'm the gangster. I'm with Paul. I used to go with a thug. I go listen to Paul. Moses, he only killed one person. I'm with Moses. I'm rolling with Jesus because he turned water into wine. Boy, Orange Chapel, y'all need to stop. He said, look at this. He said, but if I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong, but it's sin living in me that does it. Verse 21 says, I have discovered the principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. Uh-oh, did y'all see that? It's right here. Let's change our thinking, church. Let's change our thinking about ourselves. Tell yourself today that you're more spiritual than you are flesh. Tell yourself right here, right now, you know what? I'm more God than I am flesh. Because what God did was he gave us a power. He gave us himself. He provided the Holy Spirit to walk with us, talk with us, and be with us every day of our lives from the time we accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The problem is we don't use what we have. The battle within. We're losing the battle because we don't use the power that we have. Are y'all with me this morning? Okay. There was a young man that kept on getting tickets in his car. And he had a nice, daddy bought him a new Mustang, and he kept on getting tickets, driving fast, wide open. So dad said, you know what, man, we got to figure something out. We can't keep paying these high tickets. This boy's insurance keeps going up. We got to figure something out. So he said, you know what, I'm going to take him down to the racetrack. Take him down to the circle track. We're going to put him in a car that goes really fast. We're going to put a helmet on. Let him drive fast as he wants to. So he gets in the car, puts his helmet on. Listen, you drive fast as you want to on this track. You know what he did? He was scared. You can drive fast as you want to. But then, because he had freedom, but when he had freedom to do what he wanted to do, and he didn't really want to go that fast. He said, I don't know about going that fast. Under the law, there was no freedom. There was, y'all stay with me, okay? Under the law, there was no freedom. You messed up, you were dealt with immediately. And this dispensation that we're in, the dispensation of grace that we're under with Jesus Christ, you have to understand that you got the freedom to drive fast as you want to. But because of your love for Christ and what he's done, then you know what? You gear that thing down and you go to speed limit. I can go fast as I want to. But there are consequences for me if I go over the limit. Amen? It could cost me my life if I go over. Are y'all with me this morning? Does that make sense? When he was totally under the law, he just acted a fool. But see, once he had the freedom to drive fast as he wanted to, he's like, man, I ain't. Battle within us. You can do what you want to do, but your love for Christ ought to make you be a good steward of what God has given us. Amen? This freedom that he's given us, my brothers, ought to make us do a little better. I want us to go into 2014. You know what? And I come on, Tony. I want us to go into 2014 better than we left 2013. Some of us have been reckless. And guys, listen, we are, you know, the thing about it is we do have this battle that's going on within us. Everybody in here has that same battle going on. Every person in here is battling with that. Let's grow up in the Spirit. Look at what he says. He says in verse 23, he said, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. The power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. He said, oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Who's going to do that? We just sung the song, said Jesus will. Are y'all with me this morning? He said, thank God the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm going to stop right there. The answer to everything that we need, the battle that's going on within us, what we need is more Jesus. Are y'all with me? I told you last week that in Romans verse 10, chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this next year, in this 2014, my brothers and sisters, if we're going to be victorious over this battle that's within us, we got to hear more of the word. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have to put ourselves in position to hear the word in order to get better. How do we learn the latest dances? Back in the day, it was a couple of people around here that, you know, they would go to Dallas and see their cousins, or their cousins would come down to the family reunion and they would bring the latest dances. And we spent all day long trying to learn the new dance. Am I right? But now, you know, we don't have to do that. When the new dads come out, we just go on YouTube. Pull it up. Or we YouTube the video or the song or whatever, and we learn by watching. Amen? And we watch it over and over and over and over. My brothers and sisters, the student, constant review is the student's best glue. If you want to be better this next year, you got to get in your word. You got to put yourself in church. You got to put yourself in those spiritual settings more. If you're going to win this battle that's going on within you, the battle within is only going to be won through the word of God. Faith come up. Anybody want more faith? We struggle with our faith. The biggest problem in the church is not sin. The biggest problem in the church is unanswered prayers. Because we pray and we don't know how to receive. We pray and we leave it and nothing happens. So we give up on it. And we go back to the same thing that we've been doing because we feel like God is not working for us. Hallelujah, church. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now we look at Paul, my brothers and sisters, and I'm finna close. We see that over in chapter 12, Paul had an issue, had a problem. He had a thorn in his flesh. Come on, Bible readers, y'all with me? Paul went to God three different times. And how many of y'all have gone to God over and over and over about that thing that you struggle with? You want out from under that addiction. You want out from under that problem. You want out from under what's going on in your life. You want to be better. How many of y'all want to be better this morning? How many of us want to do better this morning? Hallelujah. I can see Paul going to God. And he said, I got something within me that I need to get out. I got a problem deep within. Are y'all going to pray with me? You see, some of y'all wonder why you can't get rid of what you've been trying to get rid of. That problem that's within you. It's because some of us are acting like the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. She went from doctor to doctor. That means she went from person to person. She went from friend to friend. She went from church to church, but didn't nothing help her until she came face to face with Jesus Christ. Are y'all going to pray with me? There's so many of us this morning that have problems deep within us, but we're going to the wrong sources. Some of us are going to parties, and we ought to be going to Jesus. Some of us are going to drugs and alcohol, and we ought to be going to Jesus. Some of us are going to friends and family, but we need to go to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? I can see Paul praying and asking the Lord to take this thorn out of his flesh. But I hear the Lord telling him three times, no. And then finally he tells him that my grace, it's sufficient enough for thee. Are y'all going to pray with me? If it was not for the issue that you have this morning, some of y'all wouldn't be at church this morning. Your issue brought you to God today. And if you want to be better, hallelujah, just give it over to the Lord. Are y'all going to pray with me? I see the Lord telling Paul that his grace is sufficient enough. And he said, and for my strength is made perfect in all of your weakness. Are y'all going to pray with me? He said, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I just want y'all to know this morning that the power of the Lord is upon you today. Are y'all going to pray with me? Is there anybody here this morning, hallelujah, that is tired of battling with that old inward self, that is tired of battling with sin, that is tired of battling with addiction, that is tired of battling with lying? Are y'all going to pray with me? But I see old man Paul. Later on down the road, as I see myself on down in the future, When I get too old to stand up here and preach before y'all. When I get too old and feeble to read my Bible. I want to be just like Paul. Are y'all going to pray with me? When he got old and he couldn't do the things that he used to do. He told young Timothy, he said, for I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. There's going to come a day when we have to go see Jesus. What is your story going to be when it's time to go see your maker? What are you going to say when you're laying on your deathbed? Did you give it your all? Did you do your best? I see Paul here. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. Are you going to keep the faith until the bitter end? Are y'all going to pray with me? He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to only me, but unto all of them that love his appearing. Jesus is coming back, church. Jesus is coming back. He very well understands your struggles and your battles. There's a battle within each and every one of us. It's a battle with sin. We struggle. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of straining. I'm tired of just barely getting by. The only way we're going to be victorious in this thing is we totally submit to God and give everything to Him.